Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Congress continues struggling to come to an agreement on funding bills to avert a partial government shutdown, now less than 48 hours away. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz says the proposals he has seen so far don't go far enough in curbing out-of-control federal spending.
My frustration is that we're $33 trillion in debt, running $2 trillion annual deficits with no real end in sight. That's my frustration.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wants tighter border security as part of any funding deal. He says he's discussed that with some in the Democrat-controlled Senate.
I've talked this morning to some Democratic senators over there that are more aligned with what we want to do. They want to do something about the border. So trying to work to see, could we put some border provisions in that current Senate bill that would actually make things a lot better?
The House has said yes to $300 million more for Ukraine. The vote 311 to 117, and all of the no votes came from Republican lawmakers. California hiking the minimum wage for fast food employees, $20 an hour.
California is among the first states to have a minimum wage specifically for fast food workers. The raise takes effect April 1st and applies to fast food restaurants that have at least 60 locations nationwide. The law does not apply to restaurants that make and sell their own bread. California's minimum wage for all other workers is $15.50 per hour. That's among the highest in the country. I'm Ben Thomas.
Teenager Ethan Crumley, he fatally shot four students at Michigan's Oxford High School in 2021, will earn his punishment today. He could get life in prison either with or without parole. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 135 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 79. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In fact, the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The European Union is grappling with a migrant crisis in the Mediterranean, agreeing that it's a major problem, but finding no common ground on what to do about it.
In Brussels, European countries disagree on whether rescue efforts in the Mediterranean should be funded. They disagree on minimum standards for housing asylum seekers. Meanwhile, UNICEF says more and more unaccompanied children are making the dangerous crossing. 11,600 so far this year, compared with 7,200 last year. Many are exploited and abused during the journey. Some die making the crossing.
The BBC's Imogene Folks. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. says his country does not want a confrontation, but will staunchly defend its waters after its Coast Guard dismantled a floating barrier placed by China at a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. News and analysis at townhall.com. Food prices on the rise worldwide, and supply shortages are leading many countries to limit their exports.
The war in Ukraine, climate change, and El Niño's threats to food production are all having an effect on food supplies. As a result, people around the world face shortages of essential foods like rice, cooking oil, and onions. In the Philippines, for instance, rice prices surged 8.7% in August from a year earlier. A food security researcher in Singapore has said the climate risks aren't limited to rice, but apply to anything that needs stable rainfall to thrive, including livestock. I'm Karen Chalas.
An American soldier who sprinted into North Korea and was held there for before being returned to the U.S. is now undergoing medical testing and extensive questioning about his time in the isolated country. This before he potentially faces charges under the military justice system. More on these stories, townhall.com.
And paid for by Linear Marketing Group. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $17,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-470-7261 now. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-470-7261. That's 800-470-7261. Again, 800-470-7261.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Man armed with a knife was killed in a police shooting Thursday morning in West Allis. City's police chief, Patrick Mitchell, said his officers encountered the man in his mid-30s when they responded to a call of family trouble just after 6:30.
During the encounter with the officers, several officers discharged weapons, and the adult male is deceased on the scene.
No one else was hurt in the incident, which forced the nearby Milwaukee Area Technical College West Allis campus to be under a brief lockdown. Four officers that fired their guns and one that used less lethal force on the armed man have been placed in administrative leave. Didion Milling will be paying millions in the aftermath of the fatal 2017 explosion at their Cambria corn plant. Wisconsin State Journal reported a plea deal reached by the company has them paying $1 million in fines for falsifying records regarding levels of combustible corn dust at the plant, which led to the explosion. The company will also pay over $10 million to the estates of the five Didion workers killed in the blast. Federal grand jury indicted the company last year on 9 counts for its alleged compromising of safety standards at the plant. The company also has agreed to allow federal inspectors to visit the mill without notice. A public hearing on funding for the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium will happen next week. State Assembly's Committee on State Affairs will host the hearing October 5th at the Tommy G. Thompson Youth Center at Wisconsin State Fair Park, a bill which will provide $700 million of funding to repair and renovate American Family Field was announced last week, with the city and county of Milwaukee covering about $200 million of that cost. The bill requires approval from the state legislature, as well as the signature of Governor Evers. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
A Sparta man is the latest Wisconsin resident to face charges from the January 6th Capitol riot.
37-year-old Charles Walters faces one felony count of destruction of government property, along with several misdemeanors in federal court. According to the Department of Justice, Walters was identified among a crowd of rioters in numerous open-source videos and body camera footage from Capitol police officers. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And it's a big weekend in lacrosse.
The 62nd annual Oktoberfest is already underway, and thousands of people are expected to fill the Oktoberfest grounds this weekend. Lacrosse police advise everyone that while they're having fun, they also need to stay safe, and that includes being mindful of how much alcohol you're consuming. Everyone will also have to go through a security screening when they enter the Oktoberfest grounds. The celebration ends Sunday. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90 of Fifield, died on September 21st at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by two children, Carol Schlotterbeck of Minneapolis, and by Bruce Lobermeyer of Duluth, survived also by two grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 3rd, 11 a.m. at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield. Father Sanjay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation held Tuesday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Catherine Lobermeyer, age 90, Fifield. Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips, passed away on September 23rd. She is survived by her four children, Diane Will of Prentice, by Penny Wild of Winnemucca, Nevada, by Lisa Bleck of Winnemucca, Nevada, and by Patrick Jr. of Austin, Minnesota. Survived also by her grandchildren, by her two great-granddaughters, her two great-grandsons, also survived by her siblings, Joe, Bob, and Tony of Phillips, and Bill of Fort Collins, Colorado, and by Irma Nitzel of Hot Springs, Arkansas. Survived also by two sisters-in-law. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 14th at the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Home located in Phillips. Visitation beginning at 9 a.m. and continuing until the time of the service at the funeral home. Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Barbara J. Andrus, 73, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan, crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
Fall colors are 50% to 75% of peak coloration right now across North Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. In some locations, even reaching peak or slightly past. So it's one of the best weekends for fall color viewing. If you're trying to hide in the woods, bow deer hunters shouldn't have too much problem with that with all the colors. There's still plenty of foliage to shoot through, but leaves are falling and lanes are opening up more. Most all of the hunting seasons are open in the north zones, including black bear, of course, yet, bow deer, rabbit and squirrel, ruffed grouse, turkey, and duck and goose hunting seasons are open. If you're fishing, the water temperatures have not dropped too much yet, still hovering around 60 or above on most lakes. And we've got a major fish feeding period happening today, 11:30 to 1:30, with the minor from 5:30 to 6:30 this evening. Major fish and game feeding periods for Saturday and Sunday are in the early afternoons. The minors are within an hour, basically, of sunrise and sunset times. And we have that full harvest moon happening, so nice bright night light for the nighttime hours, with the moon rising tonight at 7 o'clock and then setting tomorrow morning at 8:15. Our sunset time this evening happens at 6:48. Sunrise tomorrow morning is at 6:58. Weather-wise, we could expect clouds and a chance for some scattered showers to move on through here before midday and into the early afternoon. Could have an isolated storm. We might see some scattered late afternoon sun. Look for a high today to top out at around 72. Winds out of the south. They've picked up good 5 to 15 miles an hour. Gusts might be a touch higher. Tonight we'll have clouds and a chance for scattered showers or storm, mainly late in the night. Our low drops off to about 60. We have a chance for morning showers tomorrow. Then it turns partly sunny with our high at 76 with a southerly breeze at around 5 to 10 miles an hour in the morning, becoming light northeasterly in the afternoon. And then Sunday we have a slight chance for shower or storm. We'll have a good deal of sunshine back up to 81 for a high. South winds develop at 5 to 15 miles an hour. That's our weather. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partial sunshine at times. Can't rule out a slight chance for some afternoon showers and storms with highs working up to 70. Low south to southeast winds 5 to 15. Then showers and storms becoming more likely for tonight. Some heavy rain possible at times, low of 57. For Saturday, showers and storms likely, especially through early afternoon, high of 74. Sunday, slight chance for an isolated storm in the morning, then clearing into the afternoon, high of 80. Monday and Tuesday, staying dry with highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 53 degrees.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-552-6750. That's 800-552-6750. 800-552-6750.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball and the American League, the Seattle Mariners give their playoff hopes a big boost.
The Seattle Mariners rallied in the bottom of the ninth to post a 3-2 win over the Texas Rangers. The Mariners loaded the bases, but were down to their last out when J.P. Crawford ended the game with a two-run double.
Everyone's depending on me at that point. Two outs, bases loaded on the ninth. I mean, sure, you gotta just get it done. I don't know, just get it done.
The loss dropped the Rangers' divisional lead over the Houston Astros to 2 games, while the Mariners moved to just 1 game behind the Astros for the American League's last playoff spot. Jim Bernard, Seattle.
Other American League winners included Oakland, Baltimore, and Toronto, while Detroit swept a doubleheader against Kansas City. In the National League, winners were Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and Colorado. Miami at the New York Mets was rained out. This is SRN Sports. In the NFL, Thursday Night Football, the Detroit Lions running back finally tastes victory against the Green Bay Packers.
The Detroit Lions have waited a long time for this, sitting atop the NFC North at 3-1 after a dominating 34-20 win over the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field Thursday night. After spotting Green Bay an early field goal, the Lions reeled off 27 straight points by halftime. David Montgomery led the offense 121 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns, the former Chicago Bear on the winning side against Green Bay for the first time in his career.
Definitely felt great. You know, I haven't been able to do that, but, you know, come here with the group of guys that I'm able to play with, you know, it's a blessing.
Detroit's defense sacked Jordan Love 5 times, picked him off twice as the Packers dropped to 2-2. Mark Daniels, Green Bay.
In college football, a hearing has been set for November 14th in Oregon State and Washington State's legal fight with the Pac-12 and its departing members to govern the conference and control its assets. This is SRN Sports.
The Lions dominated the first half and rolled to a 34-20 win over the Packers in their NFC North battle at Lambeau Field last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lions running back David Montgomery rushing for 121 yards on 32 carries. He scored 3 touchdowns as the Packers defense gave up 200 or more yards on the ground for the second time this season. On the flip side, the Packers rushing for just 27 yards on 12 carries.
Every area, there's a lot of improvement out there for us. I think any time that you go out there and you can't
can't effectively run the football and conversely can't stop the run, that's a recipe for losing football. And that's what happened tonight. Give Detroit credit. We knew they were a tough opponent. They manhandled us really in every phase.
That's Matt LaFleur. The Lions moved atop the NFC North with a 3-1 mark. The Packers are 2-2. Before the game, the Packers placed left tackle David Bakhtiari on injured reserve. He'll have to stay there for a minimum of 4 games. Packers running back Aaron Jones.
Very tough, you know, a guy like Dave, he's been here for so long and just, like you said, been a staple in our offense, getting guys going, make sure those young guys, like the young guys or anybody up front, or they're ready to play and keeping them all accountable. So anytime you lose a big piece like that, it hurts.
Brewers blanked the Cardinals 3-0 in their series finale yesterday at AmFam Field. Corbin Burns struck out 4 over 4 innings, while Julio Teheran pitched 4 innings of 1-hit relief. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, it would definitely went, you know, maybe better than we planned today, better than we planned with really with the effort that Julio gave us. That was outstanding.
Brewers close out the regular season with a 3-game set against the struggling Cubs. More than 5 months after injuring his left shoulder, sliding into third base in Seattle, Garrett Mitchell reinstated from the 60-day injured list on Thursday. Europeans off to a good start at the Ryder Cup, winning all 4 foursome matches this morning. They go up 4-0, heading to the 4-ball matches this afternoon in Europe. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Checking a few other local sports notes in boys soccer yesterday. It was Mosinee edging Lakeland by a score of 3-2. The Lakeland football team was in action yesterday. They defeated Ashland 28-14 in a Thursday night contest. And the Lakeland volleyball team fell to Mosinee. Mosinee wins that match 3-1. We got action tonight. The varsity football team of Shawamigan will be over in Winter, taking on Winter Birchwood tonight. And the game played in Winter. And we got a 7 o'clock kick on that. We'll have it for you right here. Steve Jetland will bring you the contest 7 o'clock right here and at 98QCountry.com. Over on 103.1 Jack FM. And 980 a.m., it's homecoming for Phillips. They will host Northwood Solon Springs, a game that could have huge implications on who wins the conference. Both teams undefeated in the conference. Northwood Solon Springs at Phillips tonight, 7 o'clock on 103.1 Jack FM. Varsity volleyball team of Shawamigan will travel to Rhinelander for a tournament coming up tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Lakeland JV soccer team will be at Mosinee, and the Lakeland JV volleyball team will be at Medford. Both of those games will be played tomorrow. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
So I decide my family's going camping. So I go to Walmart, because Walmart's got the greatest camping section in America. I spent, have you been there? I spent an hour and a half there. Because we didn't have any camping gear, so I had to buy everything. And you know why people camp now? Because they got cooler stuff than when we were kids. They have multiple use items now. I saw a flashlight, radio, stove. That's brilliant. If you're lost, you can jam and make a bite to eat. I saw another multiple use item. It was a hamburger flipper, flash water. But the one item, ladies and gentlemen, that I purchased because it just caught my eye and I couldn't stop thinking about it. Because everybody's so ecologically minded now, they have developed a product called Rapidly Dissolving Toilet Paper. And I was thinking exactly what you people are thinking. Just how rapidly are we talking? I don't want to have to play beat the clock in the thicket, all right? If it's dark, I can't see what's going on down there. I got to know that toilet paper is going to be there to finish the job.
Good morning, everybody. It is a Friday.
That is your neighbor.
Yeah, it's your neighbor.
Human beings were not meant to sit in little cubicles staring at computer screens all day.
It's time to party.
I think that you just got to have the bad days so you can love the good days even more.
Quest for fun. I'm gonna have fun, and you're gonna have fun.
Hell right, everybody's going down on a Friday night somewhere. In America, there's a bottle of fun and a fire to light. You ain't done nothing if you did it halfway. If you're gonna raise
25% of Americans would call the season between summer and winter fall, while 21% would call it autumn. Of course, Walgreens just calls it Christmas.
Thank you, pumpkin-flavored beer.
That's that sudsy amber stuff, right?
Big hits. Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not you, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until
well be. Sitting on blocks of some old shop the way that girl rigged me.
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Country.
Up dust in a tail light glow. Dry wood makes
Tyler Hubbard. He was in Wisconsin this past summer at Summerfest and other stuff. Former Florida Georgia Line group member. And the song is called, I don't know what it's called, whatever it was. 743. How you doing, Austin?
I'm doing good. That one was actually called 5'9".
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I wasn't paying attention. I really should.
I heard that song so many times. Yeah, I know the name.
It's not only country, but that's kind of crossed over to some of the pop stuff too, I think.
Yeah, I know that a lot of modern country bleeds over into other genres.
Well, it's glorified adult contemporary, a lot of it. So it appropriately enough. And I noticed that our people who do the music here, our music programmers at 98Q have taken a little lean into the Taylor Swift thing, too. So she's very popular, obviously. And actually, that's good. I like Taylor Swift's music. It's fun to hear her older stuff. She hasn't done a lot of new country lately. She doesn't need to make any more music, I guess. She's made enough. And until she breaks up with Travis Kelce, she really doesn't need to make another breakup song. So it's coming. Poor Travis. He's flying high right now. But boy, when he breaks up with Taylor, that's going to be, oh boy. All right. We are currently, as we speak, analyzing. We are going through and writing down the names of everyone who has gone in and named our Make a Hat Day guy. He doesn't have a name yet. She doesn't have a name yet. So we have a picture of a little potato head hat guy at 98Q Country's Facebook page. If you want to, at the last second, go in and name it, we'll do a drawing coming up right around cake time at 8:30 or so. So we have several people that have gone in and named it already. Give me one of the names that stand out to you that this little fella has been named so far.
Let's see here. The most popular name so far is Smiley.
Smiley. Oh, nice. Nice. Is he smiling? Is it actually a smile on there? Kind of?
I don't know. If there was, I'm going to be very creeped out.
Yeah. Especially if there was a smile today and there wasn't one yesterday. That would be even worse. We got a Chucky thing going on there.
Well, this radio station's haunted. Time to sell.
Yeah, time to sell. We've got, oh boy, that Packer game yesterday was ugly. The good news for a lot of people is it was on Amazon Prime, so you couldn't watch it. That's the good news, because it was, first half was really bad. The Packers could not stop the Lions, and Jordan Love he couldn't figure out. He didn't want to throw the ball. He just got sacked. And then the second half, the Packers came out and it looked like there was going to be a little magic. And Jordan Love, again, he came out, big 85 or so yard drive down the field. And then it was just too much to come back from. The Lions are a pretty good team. So we'll see if that lasts for 17 games, as the Lions usually over the years have always found a way to not have it end well. So it was 27-3 at the half. The Packers were down, and the final was 34-20. So the Packers will be off till a week from Monday. They're 2-2, which I think most people going into the season thought the Packers were going to be a 7-9 wins team, and they're on that pattern right now for that. So no more Packers until a week from Monday. We've got high school football tonight. Austin will be in here running the show tonight, as Steve Jetland will be over in Winter, and Scott and Jeff will be down in Phillips for homecoming. The Phillips game on 103.1. Steve Jetland will have the Shawamigan game on 98Q, 98QCountry.com, tonight at 7 o'clock. And then Brewers Saturday, Sunday, playoff baseball for the Brewers Tuesday against a team to be named and a time to be named for that contest on Tuesday. So they say the country may be heading toward a government shutdown. What does that mean for you and I, Austin? What does a government shutdown mean for you and I?
I can't mail packages anymore.
I can't? Well, the post office will still be open.
Really? I thought they were a federal building. No, they're an essential building, though.
Yeah.
So they need to stay open. So I guess that means nothing.
Basically, from what I was listening to, I don't know what it was, something, when I was traveling to Chicago, and I heard somebody say, basically, the government shutdown affects a lot of people in Washington itself, and it will affect people if it lasts a long time. For instance, those who collect Social Security will continue to get their Social Security, but if you want to apply for Social Security, that may be a problem, because the person may not be there to actually process the application.
I heard also that it would affect the members of our armed forces, because I heard that their pay might be delayed because of it.
Yeah. So there could be some delays in very small sections. Most people would not feel the effects of it. But there is a small percentage that would. If it goes on a long time, then people would. This has happened many, 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 many times before. It's just a ploy by either the Democrats or the Republican side, whichever one, depending on which government shutdown you're talking about, to try to get what they want. The Republicans want a lot of money cut out of the budget, and the Democrats say, no, we're not going to do that.
So now I get to see both sides argue on Twitter.
So the shutdown will probably happen. It usually happens for a few days at least, and then they crank it back up again. President Biden's dog bit a Secret Service agent last week, apparently. This isn't the first time this has happened. The dog's name is Commander.
That is just such a presidential name for a dog.
It is. And it's a name that would give the dog a right to bite a Secret Service agent, I think, also. Just like, what's my name, Commander? Who are you, Secret Service? I'm more important than you. So the dog has decided. It's done it before, apparently. It's done it before, and the dog is still there. Usually your dog bites somebody, and that's usually like, you're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Today is National Coffee Day today. We celebrate that every day here on the
Absolutely.
Morning Show.
Favorite day of the year.
Yes, that we do. A pair of front row balcony tickets to the Ford Theater in Washington, D.C. from the night that Abraham Lincoln was fatally shot were recently sold for how much do you think? Did you see the number on this?
I didn't actually see the number on it.
So the assassinate the night that Lincoln was assassinated, a pair of tickets to someone who was just there attending the event sold for, to take a guess.
I want to say maybe $360,000 or something
Not bad. $262,500. Of course, if you tack on all the Ticketmaster fees, it was $600,000.
And that's if they got to you.
That's right. So, we got that going for us. California is going to raise their minimum wage to $20 an hour, they announced. $20 an hour. But you can't buy a house for under like $1.2 million out there, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
If you took a standard three-bedroom, one- or two-bath home here in Park Falls and just lifted it up and took it to California and threw it down in most parts of the country, that the value of that house would go from about $150,000 to about $1 million out there.
And the basement would still flood.
And the basement would still flood. That's right. Even if there wasn't a basement, it would still flood.
Yep.
So California is going to start paying their people $20 an hour.
Unless it checks, Wisconsin was still stuck at $7.25.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it still $7.25?
Last I checked, they might have changed it, but last I checked, it was still $7.25.
I think the standard starting wage right now in Wisconsin is about $15.
Yeah, most businesses, they will put you at $15.
Because they know if they pay much less than that, probably not going to get.
Yeah, no, they're not going to hire people at that point.
It's probably not going to get much at all. We have a shopping show to talk about today. I think Gray's going to be in this morning. If he does, we'll have Gray and Austin do a little shopping show a little bit later on this morning. And the weather is going to be really nice. We're going to see temperatures about 80 this weekend. For the first day of October, is probably going to be about 83 degrees.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, and they're saying that this winter, because of El Nino, whatever that means, it's going to be, they say, a milder winter here in the north, which probably, I would guess, would mean less snow. If it's warmer, it probably melts or comes down in the form of rain or something like that.
To be fair, though, every time I've heard somebody say, oh, yeah, it's going to be a mild winter, we get buried alive.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure I trust the word mild.
Well, it can still be 28 degrees and the snow is still there, I guess. So
I guess maybe that's considered mild.
I don't mind the snow. It's just that bitter cold. That just doesn't do anybody any good.
The cold is an issue for me, yeah, because then I'm always cold. But the snow is annoying because it's pretty until it buries your car. Now you have to deal with it.
Yeah, until the snowblower can't throw it high enough to get up over the bank and make it go there. We'll do birthdays at 8:30, so if you got one, we'll do our birthday cake drawing. We'll also do the winner of our Name the Hat Guy on our picture at 98Q Country Facebook page. We're giving away all kinds of stuff. That is going to be, by the way, that's a $25 gift certificate to Silly Goose Silent Sports. That's a certificate we had as a leftover from one of our previous giveaways. So the person who wins our Name the Hat Guy contest will get a $25 Silly Goose Silent Sports gift certificate. Pretty cool.
Wow.
I know. We'll get to our forecast next.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys, But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Mark your calendars for Shoreview Cabins Fall Colors Open House Friday, September 29th from noon till 6 with ribbon cutting by the Chamber of Commerce at 4 p.m. Come to our beautiful modern Northwoodsy Furnace Cabins and our spacious main house, both all with the modern conveniences of smart TVs, Wi-Fi, and gas grills. Get away from it all with your own private deck, fish off your own private pier, and enjoy a beautiful view of Long Lake. Yet have it all with the golf course, Elk Lake Park, Main Street Shopping and Dining, and Boat Landing, all within a three-mile radius. Please book your Fall Color stays now at shoreviewcabins.com. And be sure to come for our Fall Color Open House Cabin Tours and Ribbon Cutting on Friday, September 29th at Shoreview Cabins, your year-round relaxation destination. Conveniently located on Darrell Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin, or at shoreviewcabins.com.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partial sunshine at times. Can't rule out a slight chance for some afternoon showers and storms with highs working up to 70. Low south to southeast winds 5 to 15. Then showers and storms becoming more likely for tonight. Some heavy rain possible at times, low of 57. For Saturday, showers and storms likely, especially through early afternoon, high of 74. Sunday, slight chance for an isolated storm in the morning, then clearing into the afternoon, high of 80. Monday and Tuesday staying dry with highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 54.
Type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98 Q Country.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your love, 'cause you don't be giving up, and it's crazy.
how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God.